Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. The search for 70-year-old Janet Niklaus still continues. Also known as Janet Fubler, the Bermuda Police Service is again appealing to all residents and business establishments to please check your properties, particularly sheds and pump rooms, for any signs of Miss Niklaus. Based on information received, officers from the Bermuda Police Service, assisted by troops from the Royal Bermuda Regiment and civilian volunteers, are carrying out a strategic grid search of the island to locate Miss Niklaus.
She is would be considered a vulnerable person, given her current medical state, and the fact that no one has seen her raises concerns about her safety. We've also brought on additional resources to help us to search for Miss Niklaus. And some of those resources are a canine dog, extra personnel to be part of the search team. And we've also had some assistance from members of the public who have been using their drones to search and to cover various areas.
They say they are encouraging members of the public who may not have been involved in the search so far to please come forward and assist. There are several residents who have been assisting from very different days and continue to be part of the search effort. Miss Niklaus, a Bermudian national, is described as being 5 foot 10 inches in height, medium build, dark complexion with short gray thinning hair. When last seen, she was wearing a light blue or gray knee-length sleeveless house dress and open-toed slippers. She may also be wearing a glucose monitoring patch on her upper left arm. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 70-year-old Janet Niklaus is asked to call the Maine police number at 295-0011. Should you see someone fitting the description of Ms. Niklaus, please immediately contact the police. Meanwhile, the city of Hamilton is taking action on traffic congestion. The city of Hamilton says they are acutely aware of the frustrations faced by motorists due to traffic delays stemming from significant ongoing works within the city. In response to these challenges, they have deployed traffic wardens as well as their parking enforcement officers to better manage traffic during peak hours. Starting on September 4th, they will be providing dedicated support during the morning and evening rush hours to ensure smooth the traffic movement throughout the city. Several projects are currently underway, including the Spurling Hill project, which is progressing ahead of schedule. All major works for the project, including sidewalk construction, will be completed in the coming week. At that time, traffic will be able to access all lanes as normal. And in your sports-related news, looking into the Paralympic Games, four-time Paralympian Jessica Lewis expressed pride in her performance after finishing fifth in the women's T53 100-meter final. The Paralympian clocked a time of 16.83 seconds, competing in lane 8 at the time. She was just shy of 0.7 seconds off her season's best. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.